Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, something we never thought we'd see. James Comey indicted.
Yep.
Okay, couple of things here. Just focus. It's hard. It's easy to lose track of this on the day-to-day. What a miracle this is, okay? Because Donald Trump was facing 700 years in prison on fake trumped-up charges. 700 years in prison. The RNC was broke, had only enough money to hold the convention, $9 million in October of last year. That's it. You know, going into the presidential year, nothing more, not a dime for the election, because the donors were like, this is impossible. We're not going to give you any money. The court schedule that we were looking at for Trump had him in court on election day. If not in prison, I mean, he probably would have been in a jumpsuit from the last conviction, which he would have definitely had at least two of by then, according to the court's schedule. And he probably would have been in a jumpsuit and leg irons for the trial on election day. Nobody gets out of 700 years across five cases. Oh, and wins the election while running in that condition. Nobody does. So understand, to get to the point where James Comey is indicted is a flipping miracle. I mean, I truly see the hand of God in it. I do. For all five of those cases to fall apart like they did. In weird ways, too. I mean, really weird ways. Like freaky, lucky ways. That had nothing to do with Trump himself, by the way. A lot of people don't understand the mechanics of it. I mean, when you tried to, just to give you one example, the classified documents case, right? Which was one that the FBI Deep State helped to cook up. Trump's attorney actually bungled that one. It was the attorney for the co-defendant that noticed that the classified documents in the box that was mailed to Trump were out of order. The FBI had said they hadn't touched them. Well, they couldn't be out of order if the FBI hadn't touched them. Forcing the FBI, they had already lied under oath, and the Department of Justice under Biden had lied under oath, said they hadn't touched them or trifled with them anyway. They had to turn around and admit they'd committed perjury. Court, the case, bam, hit a wall. Trump's attorney didn't do that. Thank God the other guy got indicted with him. The guy who worked with him, I forget his name on the, on his property. And Rosemary Collar ground it to a halt then and spent the months after when Trump was supposed to be on trial, essentially trying the FBI. It's amazing there weren't any charges for that. And we're watching what's happening in Fulton County, Fonnie Willis. If Fonnie Willis hadn't been so corrupt herself, Lee, and hired her boyfriend, who was not qualified for the position, overpaid him, and then he paid her the money back. That's what
completely self-inflicted wound there.
Yeah. If she, in other words, hadn't committed her own crime spree, and if this is the weird thing, another attorney who was not Trump's, was an attorney for another defendant, tangential attorney on the case, got that tip. That didn't come from law enforcement in Georgia. That came an attorney doing some sleuthing on the side. Same weird thing. If that hadn't happened, that case, I mean, he would have gone to court for that, and that would have been, you know, we would have had to run with a candidate who's in leg irons. And I don't know how that would have ended, but gosh, it was freaky. If you had told me today, a year ago, you know, 2 years ago, I should say, that Donald Trump would be president and James Comey would be indicted. I'd be like, what? Nah, that can't happen. I mean, let's not forget where it was, where we were in 2024, folks. January, February, March, April, and most of May. Donald Trump, and it broke my heart. He would, you know, he's on trial in New York, and he would stand outside the courtroom alone. He would come out and give these updates. Only the Secret Service, whoever they were, by side of him. Nobody with him. Not Melania. Nobody. By himself. And each successive fundraising quarter, what the Republicans brought in went down another 20%. A lot of that was because of, you know, Ronald Romney McDaniel was too busy getting Botox and doing things like that and taking, you know, high-end flights around the country, living the jet set lifestyle, but not really building the voter file. You know, donors have figured that out too, but that was a disaster. It wasn't well run by Trump and it wasn't well run by her. Every quarter, the fundraising total went down another 20%. We were done. The country was done. So if somebody else, I'm just warning you, Lee, one more person sends me a text. Nothing's gonna happen. We'll never get him. This sucks. Look at how far we've come.
Yep.
Hey, look where we are. It's like standing on the top of Everest after you've scaled it and gone, we'll never get back down. Because we scaled Everest. We did. So just chill out, okay? The future is unwritten. Anything is possible. And the good thing that's going to come from this Comey trial, this is one of them things that the mainstream media can spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. But the American people are going to get a good look at how the FBI puts a hoax together.
Yeah.
And what I don't know if we're going to be able to get a conviction in Eastern Virginia. I don't even know if the Biden judge, because what, you know, we have got to, I'll tell you one thing we got to do, or we are not going to be able to do the things we need to do. We have got to figure out how Democrats keep winning this judge lottery.
Yeah.
Because that's corrupt. There's something very corrupt going on there where we only get Biden and Obama judges, Clinton judges. We never get a Republican judge somehow. You know, when Trump goes into these things. So, I mean, that judge could still throw this out. But the good news this morning is just to indict James Comey is something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. It seemed impossible. It would never happen.
I hope he's just the first of many.
Yeah.
Because there are several others. I think of Clapper. I think of several others that should have the same fate for the way that they deceived and manipulated and lied about Donald Trump and other things going on in this country.
Yeah. So that is good this morning. The most interesting part of this to me, Lee, is the obstruction part of it,
right.
Not the perjury part that the media is focusing on, but the obstruction part of it. Paul Sperry writes that Comey obstructed Congress over a referral to the CIA sent to him in 2016 about the Clinton plan to frame Trump as a Russian agent. Okay. That's huge. We don't have a lot of details on the obstruction yet. Paul Sperry is an investigative reporter. He says that's the direction they're going. If that's the direction they're going, and we can at least have a trial, we're at least going to be able to have a national conversation about this. And there's only one thing that you need to understand about it. It's very simple to understand because the case is very complicated, but this is easy to understand. In the summer of 2016 and the fall, by September of 2016, before the election, James Comey was informed in writing by the CIA that there was no Russia collusion, that it was the, quote, Clinton plan, unquote, to frame Trump, and that the Russians were aware of it, and they were very angry. They were very upset about it because they saw this as an attack on them. They knew what the Clinton plan was. They knew that the Clinton plan was to fake an attack on our democracy. We live in a republic, but whatever.
Yes.
Democrats don't even know where they live.
No.
Blame it on Russia in order to tie Trump to Putin and make him look like a Russian stooge. The Russians knew about it and were not happy. So what does that mean? That means, do you remember? I mean, because, you know, you covered him hearing after hearing after hearing after hearing after hearing with James Comey, where he's talking about the importance of getting to the bottom of it and how we need to do this. He is smearing Trump in the most vile of ways the whole time he knew it was fake. For that roughly 18-month period where an average of 60% of newscasts were consumed with Russia collusion. Think about what this does to a country. Mm-hmm. 60% of news, according to Newsbusters, and they monitor the, that's all they do if you go to the Newsbusters site, they monitor the news. 60% of the news was Russia collusion, and it was fake. And the people driving it knew it. Andrew McCabe knew it. James Comey knew it. CIA Director John Brennan knew it. And what did they do? They not only lied under oath before Congress. A lot of those lies, by the way, we can't get them for because they're past the statute of limitations. They were on cable TV every other day. Driving it. And what does it do to a nation when the head of your CIA and the head of the FBI are telling you it's real? You're living through an attempted coup by Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. You live in fear. It's scary. You can't even conceive. And this was Republicans for a while, too. Don't forget, in the beginning, Republicans very much were convinced this was a thing. Because why? The head of the CIA and the head of the FBI are telling you that? How could it be untrue? But it was untrue. And they knew the whole time. And watching all those old clips are shockingly, when you understand, they knew it was fake. And not only was it fake, Clinton's campaign had committed a felony and a misdemeanor to create the hoax. They ignored it. And the American people really need to understand all of that. Just so we can heal, but so they can't do it to us again. This trial, hopefully we'll get to a trial, is the beginning of that. But we could do it by indicting John Brennan too. It works just as easily. Same set of facts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bombshell this morning from the FBI. We were told there were no FBI assets on the ground on January 6th. Nope, none at all. Nope. So said Christopher Wray and other FBI apparatchiks who testified before Congress. No, that didn't happen. Then they said, in testimony after that, all right, there might have been a few. Then they said, okay, 26. There were 26 FBI agents or assets on the ground, January 6th. But that's all. I mean, that is, how many again? 296 on the ground. Really? That's super duper weird because the inspector general, who it's a crime to lie to, did an investigation of this. And the FBI was required to turn over all the documents, and they kind of didn't turn that part over. They also interviewed FBI leaders, including Christopher Wray, on that. And then wrote a report saying there weren't any assets on the ground. Huh. Isn't that perjury? Yeah. That's going to be a story over the next few weeks because there's a lot of lying going on here to cover this. Why would you cover up that there were almost 300 FBI plainclothes agents on the ground? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just tell the truth right from the beginning? Why couldn't you tell the truth right from the beginning? Ask yourself that question. And sit in your car. Why? Why not just say, yeah, I mean, we got wins. It wouldn't be surprised if they did, that there are a lot of activists planning, you know, a big protest, and we wanted to keep you safe. Why don't you say that in the first hearing? Why not say that? Why send them in plain clothes? I mean, you can. You know why. I know why. Because they were the guys in Black Bloc. They were the guys smashing the windows out. They were the guys holding the doors open. They were the guys knocking the barriers down. They were the guys knocking over the police. That's why. There's no other reason, folks. But we're not there yet. So here's the gradual phase. There were no agents at January 6th. That was the first FBI lie. Well, maybe a few was number two. Then, okay, like a couple dozen. Yeah, all right. Well, now we remember it's coming back to us. And now, oh, we met almost 300. Plain clothes. Yeah. Now, here's what's interesting about this. And if you're a sharp listener to this show, you'll remember it. On January 6th, Presley Stutz, a local GOP activist, some friends, went up there to the Capitol. And they called us. He called me live from the Capitol. He did an interview. We did two of them, actually. We did two interviews. Do you know what Presley said? So this is live at the Capitol. He said, there are vans pulling up and federal agents dressed in black are getting out. And I said, well, like how many? He said, like hundreds. Presley Stutz on January 6th. And I said, how do you know they're federal agents? He said, I can just tell by looking at them. They're dressed identically. It's like, it looks like Antifa's here. And he said, the vans just keep pulling up and they just let them off. And he said, this whole place is blocked off. No one else can get in, but they can. He said, you had to walk. I mean, you had to walk like 26 minutes from, because you couldn't park. But they could. So just to tell you where this story is going next, because it's going there next. The most violent people are the agents. The video is already on X this morning. People are going back through the video. They're all dressed the same. They're smashing out windows. It's what we're going to find. It's coming. Trust me. That's the, folks, that's why they had to lie about this. Because the next question, well, there'd be so many questions by Congress, would be like, plain clothes, but then why didn't you stop? I mean, what were y'all doing? I mean, what was the plan? I mean, tell us where you were. I mean, can we identify them in the crowd? Which ones were you guys? Where are you dressed? I mean, you're in plain clothes. We all dressed the same. What were you doing? Can you point them out in the video? Who are they? Which ones are they? That's why. They did this. I'm not saying there aren't people on our side who were violent. But I guarantee you, they were following along. They were following the leadership. What do you want to bet that, do you know that famous video in the stairwell? And it's those officers and they're trying to chase down that guy dressed all in black and his face is masked. You know that one that they played on a loop? Bet that's FBI. You know why? You could tell the difference. And there was a stark difference between the guys like Presley who were there, kind of dad types who, you know, were carrying American flags that were very peaceful. And after unknown officers and agents held the doors at the Capitol open for them, they streamed through for like half an hour very peacefully. And there was a problem with that. And remember in the January 6th trials, when the attorneys would play that video and point out, like, you can only open the Capitol from inside. Those big, huge, heavy doors, you can only open them from inside. You have to have authorization. Like, not everybody could, you know, do that. And they were pointing out, like, so who held the doors open then? And by the way, some of these guys were like waving people like, come on. You can look up the video. The video is still on X. Come on in. Yeah, come on in. Come join us. Come on in. And they were peacefully filing in with their flags. There was no violence. We still don't know who those people were. Well, I'd love to know. I got a good theory this morning. Don't you? Well, here's the best part. It's going to be fun. Right now, this morning, an ungodly army of pajama-clad internet sleuths. This happens with everything now on X. They're going through all that J6 video. They're going to pick these up. We are going to know who the feds were, where they were, and what they did. Because there's a lot of video of January 6th. Now, think about this for a minute. There's things I'm wondering. Do you remember how Kevin McCarthy said he was going to release all of the video? Why can't we just see the video of January 6th? Why is that a secret? But he never did. We still don't have all of it. Remember how January 6th committee deleted some of it? Why would you do that? Wouldn't you want everyone to see the right-wing thugs doing right-wing thug things? Unless you know there are federal officers, and I bet there's other agencies in there too. Unless you know they're in there and they're doing things they shouldn't, and you're afraid the internet will ID them. And you're especially afraid the internet will ID them in the post-Elon Musk era where you can't censor it. What other reason could there be? But this is a gradual process, and today's big shock is they lied a lot. So it's going to be interesting to see. The statute of limitations shouldn't have worn out on any of this. Can we get Christopher Wray for this? Can we get them for lying to the inspector general for this? I don't know. Wouldn't it be something if we saw in a year or over 2 years or just over this presidency, two FBI directors indicted? Wow. Wow, folks. This is getting real, and it's fascinating. Texter writes, Tara, because the FBI agents were the ones that were inciting everyone. Yeah, and it could have been other people too. But there's a reason for all of this. There's a reason they lied about these agents being on the ground. When you take a risk like that, it's not just an FBI, it was the FBI director, but we've had other folks from the FBI testify before Congress too. You take a risk like that, that kind of private, that's 5 years of prison. It's a felony when you lie to them. What you're covering up is worse. It's a worse felony. It's common sense. Can I prove it? No, but just wait. Tell the story. It's where the story's going next. Folks, this is going to be a fascinating 3 years. I can hardly wait to come in here every morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the number one story on Earth right now. I can see my Topic Pulse Tracker app. And it should be. Something I've warned about for a long time, folks. And if Donald Trump had not won that election, we'd be having the same thing go on right here in America. I feel so bad for the British people. This is a horror show. I'll read, just to capture the feel of it, I'll read the UK Daily Mail, the way they chose to headline it. Every, in all caps, every adult in Britain will need a government-issued ID card, despite backlash at Starmer's plan for a, quote, dystopian nightmare, unquote. So when the largest paper, not just in the UK, but on Earth, by Hits and Clicks, calls the mandatory British ID, British digital ID plan a dystopian nightmare, and it won't stop them. The socialists won't care. Listen to how this, I'm telling you, this is where we were going in this country. Biden had a plan for this. They were going to use the pandemic as an excuse. Under the scheme, This is UK Daily Mail writing. Anyone starting a new job, renting or renting property or buying property would need a digital ID. No work, no shelter, no purchase of a car without an ID. They've got a picture that was put out by Keir Starmer of like what his would look like. Listen to the wording of it. There's a box that shows a guy's face. And it says, right to work, and you get a check. Right to rent, and you get a check. And it's an example of what it would look like on your phone. Let me translate. There's no right to work unless you get a digital ID. There's no right to rent. No shelter over your head unless you have a digital ID. No automobile unless you have a digital ID. You know what you are? You're a slave. You're a slave. Rebecca Vincent of Big Brother Watch, which is in the UK, says, while Downing Street scrambling to be seen as doing something about illegal immigration. Oh, the big lie. They fled the country with illegal immigrants. And they say, oh, we have to have this now to make it harder to live here for them. No, folks, they'll just waive it for them. They're liberals. This is what they do. She says, we are sleepwalking into a dystopian nightmare where the entire population will be forced through myriad digital checkpoints. That's what this is. To go about our everyday lives. Yes, they will. At this point, we might as well live in the USSR. Honestly. Now, this is being rushed out as a sudden emergency, weirdly, this week. But illegal immigration's been a government-created problem there for a long time. Just like here, it's the same plan. Why now? Why yesterday was this rushed out? Oh, no, 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 we're going to do it right away. Got to do it right away. When it had only been sort of vaguely mentioned by Starmer before. Why right now? Watch the pieces move on the chessboard. I'll tell you why. Because Google slash YouTube made that announcement this week. Number one, that the Biden administration had forced them to censor and shut down things that the party just didn't like, but that didn't violate YouTube's policies. But remember what they also said. They also announced for the first time they would not be going along with the EU's Digital Service Act, which is a censorship act, or the UK's Online Safety Act, which is also a censorship act. They will raid your home if you criticize the illegal immigrant migrants that they let in. Even if what you're saying is true, it doesn't matter. 3,000 raids so far, and they just 2 months ago announced a national police force to come and knock on your door. In fact, we had a comedian come here, do a tour, flies into Heathrow and immediately gets arrested for things he tweeted here. Legitimate debate saying, men shouldn't be in women's changing rooms. Yeah, that'll get you arrested in the UK. It's not a free country. It's not even a Western country anymore. It's not recognizable. So why all of a sudden do they need digital ID? I'll tell you why. Because Google announced this week and YouTube, we're going to join X. We're going to join Facebook and say, no, we're not complying. Why? What do they want? They want the censorship of UK citizens, yes. The censorship of European citizens, yes. But most especially, they're demanding that YouTube and Google censor Americans. In fact, Elon Musk has said they already are. He said they came to me quietly and said, hey, if you'll go ahead and censor for us, we won't tell anyone. And we'll be fine. We're not going to fine you 6% of your global revenues. And Elon Musk told him to pound sand. But he also announced that YouTube and Google had taken the deal. In other words, they were already censoring Americans. For UK bureaucrats. And then this week, YouTube and Google come out and say, we're not doing it anymore. That's what they claim. I don't know if we can believe them, but that's what they claim. And emergency, all of a sudden, we got to have a digital ID in the UK. You need one to work. You need one to rent. You need one to buy a car. You need one to buy a house. All of the sudden. Why? Let me read between the lines. Because what YouTube just did was told you're up to pound sand. What Google just said, was told you're up to pound sand. We're not turning these poor people over to you anymore so you can raid their homes. So how will they find them then? Digital ID. By the way, it all connects to a central database. So guess what? If you are posting, even if you do it anonymous under a made up name or something, well, they go right to your house. Because YouTube's saying it's not gonna cooperate anymore. Google's saying they're not gonna cooperate anymore. That's why they need digital ID. All of a sudden, this is why this came out of clear blue. Those poor people. Now, here's what's really interesting. The one thing they're not saying the digital ID will be used for is to track social media posts. Why? Because the digital ID will be used to track social media posts. What they've got to do is quickly get this in place, get people on it, and then bam, you're going to need it to go online. How do we know this is the international plan? Because Nikki Haley told us. Remember, she went and had breakfast with Larry Fink, World Economic Forum, and she came out of there excited out of her mind. She was asked, you know, because he was going to raise money for her, what is the first thing you would do, Nikki, if you're elected? She said, oh, everybody has to have a digital ID to go online. Nobody's going to be allowed to be anonymous. She said, that's the first thing she's going to do. Why? Because it's their number one priority, the globalists. So that's what just happened right there. YouTube and Google said, nope, we're not helping you anymore. And so we're not turning over these poor, innocent people to you anymore for persecution and home raids. And they said, fine, we're not going to be able to find them and control speech unless we have digital ID. And that's why they just announced it. And all of a sudden they're in a panic situation. Folks, there is one person standing between you and them, and that's Donald Trump. One person, because I think eventually even Elon Musk will cave. He caved in Brazil. He censors for them now in Brazil. I think standing alone, he would cave. But he's got Zuckerberg by his side now, although I think Zuckerberg will fink out if the Democrats get elected again. They get elected again, this is your future. So this fight ain't over, folks. It's still on the razor's edge. It's on the razor's edge every day. We feel safe right now for a moment, just long enough to catch our breath. But that's only all we have. That's all we have. It's just long enough to catch our breath. Because this is the wolf at the door. It's an international system. By the way, remember, Microsoft already donated the software so that it's compatible across nations. That's already done. That's already finished. Did a Battleground America podcast on that. So that you have every single nation would be on the same software and it's interchangeable so every nation can track you. That's all done too. They're just flipping the switch. So that system right there. Honestly, the only difference between UK and Soviet era Russia is people aren't disappearing in the middle of the night. Yet. Yet. There won't be a trial. That's because former Spartanburg County Sheriff, political legend, political icon, Spartanburg County, very powerful man in his day, which was really till recently. Everybody wanted his endorsement. So agreed to plead guilty to federal charges that broke overnight. And he's accused of wire fraud, conspiracy, obtaining controlled substances by misrepresentation, and conspiracy to commit theft. Concerning programs receiving federal funds. That's just absolutely shocking stuff in here. Basically, Wright hires another deputy, guy by the name of Durham, the county chaplain, Amos Durham, as the director of the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office Chaplain's Benevolence Fund. And keep in mind, Chuck Wright is a guy who let it be known that he was a godly man. In just about every interview I ever did with him, he was very big on invoking God. So it's kind of ironic that, according to his own admission here, he had the chaplain that he hired to oversee the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office Chaplain's Benevolence Fund stealing money. for him. Funds donated to the sheriff's office were supposed to be deposited into a 501c3, but they were often deposited directly into the Benevolence Fund bank account, where Durham, the chaplain, withdrew more than $28,000 for himself and Wright. Wright used some of the money under various pretenses, but apparently some of it went for controlled substances that he was addicted to, prescription pills, oxycodone, hydrocodone for personal use. He got 147 pain pills from someone, indicating they'd be destroyed as part of a narcotics take-back disposal program, but Wright used them himself. And Durham supposedly reportedly gave Wright a blank check from the Benevolence Fund, which Wright then turned around and addressed to an undetected co-conspirator during the time he was buying large quantities of controlled substances. And then there's a third guy, Lawson Barry Watson, who's also part of the indictment. Watson collected paychecks and benefits worth $200,000 for work that he did not perform. So according to court records, police responded to a domestic incident at Watson's home, and he attested he'd worked 7.5 hours that day, but he did not appear for work. Anyway, the former sheriff faces a $250,000 fine for each charge or prison time. That's wild. He'll have to also forfeit all proceeds obtained through the offenses, which they're saying is a minimum of $440,000. So that is huge amount of money. And he'll have to pay restitution to every identifiable victim who may have been harmed by his scheme or pattern of criminal activity. Yeah, and this doesn't even get into the nepotism of his son in the hiring, and it's just, what a mess. What a mess. I gotta tell you what, you gotta watch sheriffs in South Carolina. You really do. They just, if you Google sheriff South Carolina arrested, it'll boggle the mind. I don't know what it is with the state and sheriffs, but seems to be a straight line to prison for many people, including our last Greenville County sheriff. So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.